fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
We're back. Our third hour here, the Tuesday morning roundtable. The prepper tip of the day is learn how to hunt and fish. Very basic skills. Pretty much all the men and women and boys and girls live in the Ozarks, where I do, know how to hunt and fish. And you should also. A great way to put food on the table, a great hobby and sport, pastime, and a way to keep the predators from getting the tasty fruits and vegetables that you might be raising. And of course, protect your chickens as well. Chickens are just tasty snacks for any number of critters. All right, we have with us Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His book's for sale at amazon.com. We have Leon Green with us, a former U.S. Navy officer. And let's see, gentlemen, I'm losing track of who we had here. Is Dave from Texas next?
Yeah, John, this is Dave. I was listening to the lady call about the noise she was experiencing in Arizona, west of Phoenix. Well, she lives by arguably the largest fighter base in the world, the largest fighter wing in the Air Force. They fly predominantly F-35s. When I went through training there, they're flying F-16s, but I think most of their F-16s are gone and flying mostly F-35s. And it makes a lot of noise. It's not called Litchfield Air Force Base. It's called Luke Air Force Base, after the famous fighter pilot that shot down a bunch of German balloons. I forget his first name, but he was Captain Luke. So that's Luke Air Force Base. They make a lot of noise. They've been making noise out there for 40 years. And the SR-71, you know, that thing has been retired for like 20 years. So she wasn't here in SR-71s. They got a big bombing range just southwest of the field, too.
Okay. Thank you for the update, Dave. We appreciate it.
Yeah, so people, I just don't jump off the deep end when you hear noises. Try to settle down and do a little bit of research and just be sane about this. Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you. Our next caller is Don in Arizona. Good morning, Don.
Hello, John. Am I correct? You used to be a police officer?
No, a criminal investigator, defense investigator.
Okay, well, I wanted to talk about the Alec Baldwin shooting.
Well, I'm more than qualified. I'm an NRA certified firearms instructor. I teach concealed carry training in Missouri for the past 20 years,
right.
So I'm more than qualified.
You know about that. The laws and all this stuff, the ins and outs and everything. There's a guy.
Oh, yeah.
I came across a channel on BitChute. A guy, it's called Think Like a Cop. And he went over this Alec Baldwin shooting, and basically what he said is anytime, and other people, I've heard the same thing. Now, the firearms laws to me are a morass of confusion. Every state's different, I know, but basically what this guy said was the guy that fires a gun is responsible. He can't put
That's
it off
right.
on somebody else.
Right.
Yeah.
No, Alec Baldwin can and should be charged with manslaughter. Clearly what he did was manslaughter. I'm not aware of any evidence that murder was involved where he intended to harm anybody. But if you pull the trigger and hurt somebody, let alone kills them, that's clearly manslaughter. Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, they're probably going to let him go because Santa Fe County is a liberal bastion of liberals.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily.
Maybe not. He might be charged.
Well, listen carefully here, Don. Prosecuting attorneys are elected officials.
Right.
Now, the prosecuting attorney of that county knows that what's on his or her desk, I don't know if it's a male or a female, is something that will either make or break their career. They have to respond to the electorate. Now, many prosecutors use that office as a stepping stone to higher office, whatever it might be, state rep, state senator, whatever it might be. So this prosecutor is probably going to want to do the right thing for the right reasons because of the national and international attention being brought to bear. And I don't know, like I said, I don't know if they have any hopes for higher office or being reelected to being prosecuting attorney. But and of course, they also have to answer to the police officers and deputy sheriffs in their jurisdiction. If you make them angry with you by doing the wrong thing, your job as prosecuting attorney becomes almost impossible to do. So there's a lot of moving parts to this, Don. I hope the prosecutor will do the right thing. Sometimes they'll defer to a grand jury and let the grand jury take the burden of making a decision on how or if to prosecute. That's another possibility. But everything leads to my belief that the shooter should be charged with manslaughter, sir.
Yeah, and there should never have been any live rounds anywhere near that set anyway in the first place, right?
Well, there's two parts to that, many parts to that. First of all, once he shot the first person, why would he shoot the second one?
Well, he didn't. It was one shot. It was one shot.
Well, one went shot her, killed one person and injured another? Well, that's
right.
Impossible. So that's I was not aware of that. But many mistakes were made. I know that they were, from what I've read, trying to do this by cutting corners and using non-professionals, non-union workers to accomplish their goals. The control of those there's probably multiple firearms on the set.
There was a labor dispute. There's a labor dispute, and Alec Baldwin was a producer, and this lady that he killed was on the side of the other people that walked off the set. So
well, that may or may not be relevant. The police investigation should get to the details of that.
It should. Yeah.
The
investigation should get to it. We hope.
Yeah.
But who knows what's going to happen? I'll let you go. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Don. A real tragedy. I don't really care for Alec Baldwin. I have no reason to believe he intended to shoot anybody. I think he was just unknowledgeable of firearms and firearm safety. Whoever was in charge of firearm safety on the premises obviously didn't know what they were doing or weren't allowed to do the right thing because they may have been overridden by the people who wrote their checks. The producer of a movie is the person who gets the money. That's what the producer does, is get the money to make the movie. That's what they do, which is a pretty high position, obviously. I don't want to dwell on this too much. It's a tragedy. It should not have happened, and it takes valuable time away from other issues that have a lot more importance for the general public. Jeff, I know we've talked about this before, but we need to keep repeating because we have new listeners every week. Jeff, your belief, and I concur with you, is that the international communist conspiracy is very near achieving their goal of dominating the world, very near, and that the odds of us patriotic Americans stopping it, are pretty slim to none. What's your follow-up on that, sir?
Well, my friend Alan Dos Santos in Brazil, well, he fled to this country because he was exposing wrongdoing in the Brazilian Supreme Court. He knew things about what they were doing. They thought that he was, he thought that he was spying on them somehow. They raided his house. In Brazil, the Supreme Court has decided it has the power to bench investigate anybody for obstruction of justice and anti-democratic activity. So they went after him. They took his computers away, his phones, looking for information, what his journalistic sources were. They couldn't find anything. They hired a German company to set up electronic surveillance around Brasilia because they believed that Alan had some kind of Israeli device that was listening to their phones. And what they found out was that the Red Chinese and the North Koreans had these devices in Brazil listening to the whole government. And the Brazilian Supreme Court, my friend found out, did nothing. They said nothing about it. They gave no warning to the government, even though they hired these West German private company to do this electronic counter-surveillance. And so when my friend revealed this, of course, it is misprision of treason for a judge especially to know that there's espionage going on and not report it from communist countries. Of course, it raises the question. I asked a Brazilian legal person, a lawyer, if he thought that this indicated these two justices that were running the show were somehow compromised by the communists. He said it's very difficult to prove, but he thought that was his theory, their working theory. They believe that there's something there. My friend had to leave the country because they were going to order his arrest. There was a hit put out on him. And now these Brazilian judges in the Supreme Court have ordered my friend's arrest and extradition back to Brazil for a crime of opinion, that he has been expressing himself about the Supreme Court, and it's supposedly anti-democratic, according to them, and that they can arrest and extradite him, they claim. The president of Brazil, President Bolsonaro, who's a friend of my friend, and I have met President Bolsonaro before, has tried to raise legal issues with the court to prevent this, but he's basically been boxed in. What you have is a runaway, you know, the judiciary in Brazil is claiming all kinds of powers they never had before. And the executive is being limited by the fact that the bureaucracy was so stuffed with communists by the Workers' Party, previous presidency that went on for many years before, that he is unable to act right now. And if they get my friend, if they extradite and put him in jail, they're going after the president next. You watch.
It sounds like Brazil is in the middle of some political turmoil, doesn't it, sir?
Yeah, and I think that they're only a few steps ahead of us. So you were talking about what's happening in this country. I think all countries, all Western countries, have been subject to the same pattern of infiltration and subversion. And communism is not just a movement in one country. It's not like Mark Levin says, it's not American Marxism. Marxism is an international movement. It is supported by Beijing, Moscow, Havana, Pyongyang, the usual suspects. And guess what? America is the main enemy, the main target. And you look at who's in the White House, who's gotten into the Justice Department and the FBI and the CIA. You look at who's been getting in there for years. We got the same thing going on here that they've had going on in Brazil for years. So we might even be a couple steps ahead of them. We just don't know it yet.
Uh-huh. Well, these issues continue to move forward. We can observe and prognosticate regarding them, but that doesn't change the need for individual families to prepare, does it, Jeff?
No, I mean, look, we're in a crisis. This COVID outbreak is probably part of a biological attack by China, which has other elements that we can't see. And it is also coordinated with the subversion of the country, the attack from within. So that's what we're facing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, General Motors announced yesterday that they're going to build 40,000 electric vehicle charging stations in the United States and Canada. So I know in my neighborhood, they'll be charged up by coal. So people think they're saving the planet, charging up their electric vehicle, electricity made by burning coal. I find that rather ironic, don't you, sir?
Well, they're just trying to short us of electricity. If everybody's charging their cars all the time, that's going to cause the electric system to be overloaded. They won't build new power plants. They've been trying to restrict coal production. You know, they cut off the pipeline to ourselves. Who cuts off their own oil? Who does that?
Joe Biden.
No, look, we've got really serious problems with our own governors. These people aren't patriots. They're bringing the country down, and nobody's saying anything. Hardly. Oh, he's just a Democrat. You know, no, he's not. No, there's serious, serious corruption. That corruption is combined with communism, Marxism, Russia, China. China's all over us. You know, you've got all kinds of companies that are compromised. You've got them in our stock exchange. You've got them in our banks. This is not child's play to let your enemy into your economy. And this longshoreman strike, you know, many, many years ago, in the early 20s, the communists made a major push. They tried to bring the country to its knees through strikes. You had a communist throw a bomb through the attorney general's front living room window, blew out the front of his house. Look, we've been down the road of communist revolution in many countries before. This country has resisted it. But I can tell you, this is much more sophisticated attack. And Russia and China are much more sophisticated now. They have weapons of mass destruction that are unlike anything we have, and we've been asleep at the switch. So I don't know. The country's got to. I've been waiting for the country to wake up, thinking I see some people waking up, and I'm very disappointed, I have to say, because, you know, people don't want to hear. And I'm sorry, but reality is reality, and you better hear it because it's coming.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I know my neighbors are stocking up on food. They already have proprietary water sources from their wells and springs. They're building up their firewood supplies, preparing to go deer hunting. The deer season's right around the corner. And already doing their canning from the fruits and vegetables they've harvested from the past summer season, growing season. That's life in the Ozarks in normal times. And I know that neighbors are also stocking up on more food than they normally do, canned food and frozen food both, making sure they got backup power in case the power grid goes down. These are just smart things for everybody to do everywhere, isn't it, Jeff?
Yeah, it's the more independent you are. But, of course, none of that is a substitute for banding together as a community to have, you know, because you can't survive that long as an individual if the whole country is going down. The country, you have to survive as a community, and the larger the community, the better your chances of surviving. So that's my little political plug there for people needing to become active. You can't, when you have giant units like the Chinese and the Russians and Black Lives Matter and all these Marxist organizations, you better have your own organization. You're not going to be able to survive on your house. They'll come for you. Whatever your house is a fortress. Yeah, right.
Here's our break. Hold on, Jeff. Hold on.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield, the best way to protect your car, your truck, your generator, your home from EMP. Very nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment at my website at thelibertyman.com. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. We have Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His book's for sale at amazon.com. And we're taking your questions, calls, and comments at 512-248-8252. Leon, are you still with us, sir?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay. I've zipping along stopped. At 40 miles an hour.
No, I actually stopped because I had some serious sway, and I'm like, I better stop.
Okay. All right. Well, good for you. Jeff, you're right. A homeowner is not going to stand up against any organized military group. That's just simply not going to happen. But there's plenty of other issues that a homeowner can prepare for, as a collapsed economy, civil disorder, things like that, that don't include facing an organized military group. Correct, sir?
Yeah, that's right.
And we encourage people to do that, to grow their own food, to have proprietary source of water, to have a way to keep their home warm when the power grid goes down, and to be able to protect themselves from criminals, which is pretty much all the time anyway these days. Doesn't matter where you are, there's crime anywhere you might be in the United States. But these things we all advocate, and we hope people will get themselves set up to be self-sufficient and protect the people they love, protect their property, and survive what's coming at us. Leon, you spent a lot of time for at least 10 plus years becoming a prepper, haven't you, sir?
Closer to 25, sir, yes.
25 years. Well, that's a pretty good time. I started in the 1970s myself, and it becomes a lifestyle. So Jeff is living in the frozen north of me here, and Leon is my neighbor, and Steve Benoon, who's with us a lot, he's got his hidey hole in the mountains of, I believe, Tennessee, East Tennessee. And we're all doing what we can. We encourage people to do that. And don't be upset over what you can't do. Take joy in what you can do. We all have limitations, don't we, Leon?
Across the board. Some cases, people have physical limitations. Other times, it's financial. And, you know, logistics, you know. So but when you go shopping, if you know that the food is cheaper now, grab more. When you see it on sale, stock up. Find out all sorts of ways. And there's all sorts of ways to increase not only food, but, you know, how much water do you have on site? I mean, you know, you can get the 5-gallon buckets at the big box stores and have them, you know, filled with water. And so then you can have things regardless of Biden talking about a dark winter. You know, you can survive 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food. But it's 3 hours without heat, and you will expire. So it's definitely this when it talks about preparedness. You know, it's normally the rule of three, and this is where it applies. And they always make the statement: one is none, and two is one. Because things break, especially if they're plastic and they're cold. So there's, and when you're thinking about a long-term scenario, that's why blacksmiths were very, very coveted in cities and communities, because they could fix and they could build things from scratch. And so we're not asking you to get a forge today, but just start going down the path. And I'm not saying do it based out of fear. You just know you're going to be eating for the rest of your life. So get things that can produce food for you cheaper now and continue doing it as you enjoy your life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we have metal workers in my neighborhood. One has an old-fashioned forge that he knows how to use. Metalworking is one of the foundations of civilization, Jeff, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's basic.
It's very basic, about as basic as it gets. The term Stone Age refers to civilizations who did not have the ability to work metal. That's what that term refers to. And we don't want to go back to the Stone Age, do we, gentlemen?
Nope. No, sir.
Nope. Don't want to do that. Don't want to do that. And Leon's right. Every community has metal workers. They may have little shops out of the way, but it's such a foundational part of civilization that no matter where you go, you're going to find metal workers, machinists and welders. Those are metal workers. Men who can fabricate horseshoes, a farrier. The farrier can actually make the horseshoes and as well as put them on the horse. Very important skill sets, and something for young men to look into. I guess there could be female metal workers, but mostly men. Becoming a certified welder, become a machinist, become a farrier. Those are very good skills that a person can make a good living at, can't they, Leon?
The neighbor who moved into my house from when I lived in Colorado, he was a farrier. I'm like, what is that? He said, oh, I do horses. I'm like, really? And so we talked, and I was trying to buy anvils, and those things are bloody expensive, like $1 to $3 a pound. And so, you know, you have a $400 one, is, you know, $2,500, $5,000 for these things. So I have a propane forge. So propane doesn't go bad, and I don't have to deal with all the smoke and trying to do coal.
Hold on, we got a break. We'll be right back.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Fix bayonets.
Nicole Colgren, wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, 26th of October. My website is thelibertyman.com. It's a lot of fun doing private consultations for folks, helping them gain the clarity, gain the focus, and to get the information they need to reach their decisions they need to make and achieve the goals they want to achieve. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. We have a daily intelligence briefing that's updated every 24 hours. It's the place to find out what's going on in the world, put together every 24 hours by a friend of mine, former counterintelligence agent. Right next to that, Freedom Center USA Legal Defense Fund. It's very expensive defending your home, your business, from a multimillionaire who wants to steal your business. That's what's going on there. Last but not least, check out the energy cleaners. If you have arthritis pain, you really do need an energy cleaner. Back hours will be caught up in the next week or so. You can place your order for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad that I personally ship from the little country post office at Cherryville, Missouri. And they go out priority mail with signature confirmation. Toll-free hour line for an energy cleaner. Your mattress pad is 800-592-9543. This is the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. We have Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His books for sale at amazon.com. Jeff, I know you're always working on a book. How close are you to preparing to publish your next book, sir?
Oh, I keep getting interrupted, and I'm not making very good progress. I was making progress a while ago. I was hoping to get it out last month, but it's probably not going to be for another several weeks if I manage to get the time. I think with the winter coming, being stuck indoors, I'll have the time to do it. I won't have as much to do that I have to do right with the property. So.
Right. Well, understood. Well, we're looking forward to that, and once I get a review copy and can read it, I'll certainly help you promote it here on my show. You're keeping the title confidential for the time being, sir?
I'm sorry. What is confidential?
Are you keeping the title of the book confidential for the time being?
No, the book is already out in Brazil. It's called The Lies We Believe In, and that's got the, you know, it's in Portuguese in Brazil, but that's the title of the book.
Well, that's a bit unusual for an American book writer and author to be published in Brazil before publishing in the United States. But hey, whatever works is what works.
Well, I'm more in demand there than here, so.
Uh-huh. are you telling us that the Brazilians are more awake to what's going on with the international commerce conspiracy than Americans are, sir?
That is true, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, how about that? Okay. Well, be that as it may, we're looking forward to it being published, and the title of the book is The Lies We Believe by Jeff Nyquist, and be published before the end of the year, it looks like. Is that somewhat accurate, Jeff?
I'm hoping, yes. I am
okay
for that, yes.
Okay, well, hopefully be out in time for people to get some as Christmas gifts. Jeff, what direction do you want to go next in terms of analyzing and reporting and warning us about the international commerce conspiracy, sir?
Oh, well, that's a pretty general question.
It's massive, yes.
Yeah. I gave a talk last week about Thursday for the Committee on the Present Danger China about the Taiwan situation, and there was quite a few people that spoke, people like Roger Robinson, who've been fighting the communist Chinese infiltration of our markets, our capital markets, and so on. And there were generals and there were admirals that spoke. It was quite an honor to be asked to speak for that event. And what I said in that event was about the strategic context, of Taiwan, because, people, if they hear the noise of jets, there's been talk, and I've been part of some of the talk about getting the Biden administration to have large Air Force deployments to Japan in support of Taiwan. The Japanese are very concerned. They've called Taiwan a primary strategic interest to see it defended. And of course, the Japanese, I think it was a couple weeks ago, Friday, requested, the permission to get nuclear weapons from the United States. I don't know of any response the U.S. government made to that. But there's been speculation that Japan is going to feel so threatened here by China soon that they will start deploying their own nuclear weapons. The Japanese have tremendous capability in that area. If they want to do it, if they want to go past their constitution and make an exception, and they're looking at their survival. China, of course, has threatened to nuke Japan. I don't know if people know that. But if Japan sends one soldier, one airplane, does anything to defend Taiwan, they will start dropping nuclear bombs on Japan until Japan surrenders unconditionally for a second time. and that is from the Chinese official press. And people can look that up. And so the question is, what is this focus on Taiwan? You know, there's been exercises in China. They're preparing and in plain sight to invade Taiwan. I do not believe they will. I believe it's a diversion. I believe their main target is the United States, and that was sort of what my talk was about. What their larger strategic thinking is, and I referred to General Chiao Chen's speech, which if people can go back to the second article on my website, you go back to older articles, and you'll find it. It is a translation done by Epoch Times with a little bit of editing from me because they didn't know English as well as an English native English speaker. The Chinese Defense Minister Chiao Chen gave the speech about 20 years ago to a select group of elite party cadre, you know, top members of the Communist Party of China, about how they are going to destroy the United States using a biological attack and why they need to do that, because China is overpopulated. They need to send hundreds of millions of people abroad into new lands. They need a place to colonize. Anywhere they go, the United States will oppose them, so it might as well be U.S. land.
Might as well. Jeff, I've had the original translation at my website for several years. Could you email me the edited version to help people get
clumsy language? I sent you the Epoch Times version and my edited version. The Epoch Times took it down, although there are some old archives somewhere that it's hard to find. You can't find it with the search engine that one of the senior editors at Epoch Times gave me. But I had previously written it out by hand from their site. So when the original sighting, you know, posting of it went down, when they changed their website, I had it. Since it wasn't accessible online, I put it up on my site a couple of years ago. And it's an extremely important speech because it has a lot of deep strategic thinking in it. General Qi basically said that at the very top of the Chinese system, they study World War II and they study Hitler and they study Hitler's mistakes, because there's comparisons to be made between Communist China and Nazi Germany. Both countries consider that they are treated badly by other countries and are therefore vengeful. Both countries have a shortage of living space, and both countries are ruled by one state, one party, one leader. China and Germany are both nationalist and socialist. This is what Chiao Chen himself said, and he said, but of course the comparison ends there. Germany belongs to pediatrics. Germany is nothing compared to China. Germany was only 80 million people. China is 1.4 billion people. And he said that in terms of size and capacity, China is a real power. He said Germany never was. And he said we can do what Hitler never dreamed of doing. And so this is the kind of thing that you find in the speech. It's quite incredible. And yeah.
It sounds like
ready to read it, yeah.
Absolutely. We got a caller here, gentlemen. We got Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Leon, I got a question for you. I've been kind of thinking about this. By the way, I really appreciate your emails, and some of those things you send out are fantastic.
Thank you, sir.
But you're a real logistics guy, and I appreciate that about you a lot. And I'm curious, even though Missouri is an easier place to live than northern Montana, the thing that kind of concerns me about living there, which I'm not going to move, too much of my family is around here, but in any case, the thing that would concern me, and I'm curious about your thought on it, is if there was something that happened financially or militarily, so to speak, in a civil war,
yes.
What have you done to either mitigate or be able to leave the area you're in to to handle the hordes of people that will be starving and headed west, because they're not going to try to go south or north. They're going to go west to try to find a safer haven.
Well, I mean, if you base it on the U.S. Navy map that John has on his website, I don't know exactly the distance right now from, you know, that shoreline or the new revised shoreline to here. And if they split the America splits in two, you know, everything I've read with TFR and everyone else is that Denver's going to be the first seat of government, the capital, and then Atlanta is the secondary when they base it on the continuity of government. So in my case, you know, being out in the sticks has lots of benefits. I mean, even when I was back in Denver 48 hours ago, I just felt sorry for all the friends I know that live nearby and how liberal it has changed. I mean, I drove by DIA and it said Denver Airport, mask required. It wasn't even mask required inside the actual superstructure. It was just on the property. And I was like, this is inane. So to answer your question about the, you know, bugging out, and yes, I always have backups and, you know, the deuce and a half and, you know, having license, pilot's license helps drastically. And that's what Ted Brower has. He has his main house down in Florida, but his main location is up in North Carolina from what I've heard him talk about. And so, yes, having alternative ways of vacating, whether it's boat, and that's what a lot of people want to do out of Los Angeles, is they want to go off the coast when everything goes south. But you still have to have provisions and ways to do that. So when I lived in when I lived in Denver, I was going to buy property in North up by Red Feather Lakes. Problem was, I'd be myself without any community and my children. So now it's me against the world and all the starving hordes. And if people fight over toilet paper, what are they going to do when they haven't eaten in 3 weeks? And their children are apoplectic. And so there's going to be prostitution is going to go through the roof on both sexes. And so you talk about ultimate depravity of humanity again. It's just going down the hill. And so I'm not sure if I actually answered your question, but, you know, tangibly, what am I going to do? Am I going to go get a plane and fly out? Yes, that potential is there, but I don't plan on, because wherever I land, I'm not going to be able to have my entire you know, arsenal. And so there's many ways. Did you get to
I would be a lot. I'm personally a lot more concerned about an economic and financial collapse than I am about the earth changes, as far as in my lifetime, you know, where the East Coast disappears, or, you know, major tsunami, or, I mean, anything can happen, but a major tsunami or something like that, that's to me extremely remote. But the reality of having people that are hungry and by the millions on the East Coast trying to find food and moving west is going to be, to me, would be an extreme problem. I mean, if you have something, they're going to probably take it. I mean, I ran into a lady the other day at a grocery store, and her family lives in Czechoslovakia. I asked her where her accent was from, and that's where she told me. And she said her two brothers and her mom and her dad still live in Czechoslovakia, and they would have hordes. And she said there was probably, they just had told them that there was about 200 of these migrants had come through their area. And her two brothers and her dad and mom stood at the boarded up windows, and they were trying to break the boards in, and they beat these people off with baseball bats. And she said that they had stolen everything that they had. So, I mean, if you, even if you're dealing with, you know, 200, that's a lot of people to deal with. I realize that there will be communities that will band together quickly if you're going to survive. But to me, that the multitude of starving people, like you're saying, coming west would be a lot more scary to me than anything happening weather-wise, personally. I just was curious on your thoughts on it all.
Yes, sir, and I agree with what you're saying. And economic collapse is more imminent. I mean, you know, let's spend a trillion each month, or in this case, you know, 6.5 in the last year. And so, you know, the only thing that's consistent is when they're talking, they're lying to us, and they're spending our money, and they're spending our prosperity's money. So, yes, I'm. You know, you have the whole continuum of disasters, you know, all the way to alien invasion, to a CME or an EMP, all the way down to you lose your own job. And that's a end of the world as you know it, because that's your life. But for everybody else, it's just you're just another homeless person. So we have to take into account, if you address all the issues in between and you start working on those incrementally, you'll make a huge difference. But most people, you know, especially the fear porn.
Hold on.
And then some of the
Hold
people
on. We
that
have
are
our last break for the land. Hold on, gentlemen. Yep. We'll be right back.
All right.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, it's time for our summaries here, gentlemen. We'll start with Leon giving your summary for the day, and go to Jeff. Go ahead, Leon.
Yes. I'm sorry, say the last statement. I got transferred.
Go ahead, Leon. Give us your summary for the day, sir.
Now, I would just say, you know that don't live in fear. You know, right now, this psyop of pandemic and everything is all attached to fear, especially in the mainstream media. So focus on what is most important. This is about spiritual attack. So focus on the Lord. And just like Noah and Joseph, they prepared and they saved humanity. And even Jesus was benefited by a little boy with two fish and five loaves. So make a difference and enjoy life, but prepare and have fun. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, Leon. Jeff, your turn, sir.
Yeah, well, people need to understand what's going on in the world, and it is about communism. They are the new religion, socialism, communism. They've gotten rid of the word communism. They've tried to call themselves different things. In Brazil, it's a workers' party, and in our country, it's a democratic party. But it is the old communist creed with new spiffy ideological frills, you know, like gender politics and Black Lives Matter and Antifa. And they're pushing that agenda through the Democratic Party, and they're trying to take over. They're trying to get rid of freedom. They're trying to get rid of the free market. And we need to band together politically. We need to be aware of the schemes that they're doing. We're under attack from China with this pandemic, and we've got this vaccine, which is being forced on people by the government. So we're caught in the blades of a kind of scissor strategy, where you're forced to take your chances with the virus or take their crazy experimental vaccine, so-called. So we have some really terrible choices, and we have to pull together to defend ourselves.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely, Jeff. I couldn't agree more. Well, Leon and Jeff, thank you very much. We appreciate being with us. And Leon and Jeff, you'll be with me tomorrow morning, and we'll continue our discussion about the international commerce conspiracy, won't we, sir?
Yep.
All right. All right. Well, thank you, gentlemen. Okay. Tomorrow morning, we will have a chance with us from Simply Clean Foods, Professor McKinney, the second hour, getting updates from Professor McKinney, and Jeff Nyquist, the third hour. And then Thursday, we'll have Kirk with Water Revolution, and then something a lot of people look forward to, Dr. Horowitz, a man with his brain on fire. And we'll wrap up that segment with Tom Berry. He'll give us an update on what's going on in the energy cleaner. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3 800-724-2719 extension 3. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.